Whatever you see, you hear, you feel, everything is from God. Our God is a good God. He created everything for the mankind. Before God created mankind, if you read in Genesis, you can read from chapter 1 to chapter 3. You will know everything God created for mankind before the man was created. That means God knows what you need. Before you could ask or think anything, God can give it to you, but He gives for His own children. And so now we are going to study that what God gives to you, what you do with it, you give it back to God. That's what you're going to learn. Many people do not understand giving to God because people thinking if the God has everything, why we need to give to God? God created everything, all the hills and all the valleys and all the riches and silver and gold is belong to God. Everything what you see is belong to God. Then you say, why we have to give it to God if He has everything? When we are learning, let's go to the Genesis chapter 1 verse 29. God gave mankind what he needed.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat.
Now, God gave everything to mankind. And not only that, for one time, for all the time, He gave the seed. So you plant the seed and you keep on getting harvest. Fruits and vegetables and everything what God gave it to mankind, for not for one day, but until the world is going to be destroyed, until that time we will have everything what you need for our food. When man committed sin, God would have destroyed the man right away. And He could have created another man. So what God did after the man committed sin, He gave them the leather jackets to cover their nakedness. God gave food, God gave clothes to wear, and everything what man needs. Then you know the man got a first son called Cain, second son was Abel, and God taught to these people, now what I give it to you for your spiritual need. What God did when the man committed sin, He took the innocent lamb, how He did it, we don't know. He cut the lamb, took the skin off of the lamb, and gave it to the mankind. And then the man came to know, to cover our sins, we need the blood sacrifice. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness. The man learned that. So from the beginning, Adam taught his sons to give the blood sacrifice for their sin. But what happened? Go to the Genesis chapter 4. Start reading from verse 3.
And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
Okay. Now when you say, and the process of time it came to pass. Many people when they read this scripture, they say, oh, this was the first time Cain bought the offering. This was not the first time. This was a routine. Every year, they have to bring the first fruits of the flock, lamb, and sacrifice to the Lord. But the Cain wanted to change this. Read the verse 4.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Okay, now what Abel did, he bought the first fruit of the lamb. So he got the blood sacrifice which pleases God and which forgives your sin. That's why what the word of God says, God first of all respected Abel first before his offering. Why? Because his heart was tuned with God. He wanted to please the God what God wants, not what he wants. So he did right in the sight of God. So the word of God says, first of all, what the God did, God respected Abel. Why? Because he did the right thing. Once you do wrong thing, God do not respect you. The people do wrong thing and come in front of the God and say, God, give me this, give me that. Just you will not getting anything if you do not please God. You have to know what God wants. Here, Abel knew what God wants because his father taught him. So he was obedient to his worldly father as well as he was obedient to his heavenly father. So he bought the right kind of offering. Read verse 5.
But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Now hear what he's saying. God did not respect the Cain. Why? He's the one bought the offering first before Abel. But God says he respected Abel because he knew what the Abel was doing according to his will. Here he saw Cain bringing the offering and many people thinking, what's wrong with that? He didn't have the sheep and cows and goats because he was a different kind of person. He was a farmer. Another one was the shepherd. So shepherd bought his offering and this man bought his fruits. What's wrong with it? If there is a Hindu man sitting here, he says, Cain did the right thing. He didn't want to kill any animal. He just bought the fruits and vegetable. What's wrong with that? What the word of God says, God did not respect Cain. Why? Not because he bought the vegetables. Because God knew that Cain knew what to do. But he didn't want to do it. Up to now, every year he obeyed the law of God. Now he wants to change it. He wants to do whatever he wants to do. So here he is breaking the law of God. He doesn't want what God wants, he wants what I want. He could have said to his brother Abel, and he might be doing every year. He might be giving Abel, take this, wheat or barley, whatever, and give me the land. He can exchange it and get the lamb and offer the lamb, right? But now he said, I'm not going to do that. Whatever I have, God should honor what I have. And that's what the stubbornness people do. They do not want to obey the will of God. They want to do their own will. And that's what the word of God says. When he did something, what happened? The word of God says, and Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. What happened? You did wrong thing and you got angry and your face changed. How did he know? God did not say anything to him. But the word of God says God did not respect him. He felt it in his heart. When you're doing something wrong, you know what you're doing wrong because you have conscience. Amen. Nobody has to tell you what to do, what not to do. Cain knew, I am doing something wrong. And as soon as he did wrong, he got angry himself and his face changed. He wanted to do something wrong and he wanted God to bless him. God cannot bless you when you are not in the will of God. God only blesses you when you do his will. Let's read the following verse.
And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
Now see, simple example. God says solution. God gave it to him. Cain, why are you angry? That means you know what you're doing wrong. This is the chance you can turn around and do the right thing. That's what the repentance is all about. When you say repent, means what? Turn around. You're going away from God, so turn around, come back to God. That's the real meaning. Mean do the right thing. You're doing wrong thing, you're going wrong way, you turn around and come back to God. That's what God was saying to Cain. Cain, you're going away from me. You do not want my plans. You're going astray. Why are you mad? Why are you sad? Come back. Do the right thing. If you don't, you already did wrong. If you don't repent, what happens? The devil will take control of you. And then you will do more sin. He said the sin is at the door. Who is the sin? The devil is a sin. He is a sinful person. The word of God says in St. John chapter 8 verse 44, what it says? The devil is what? He is a liar, he is a murderer, he is a killer. He is a destroyer. And he lies from the beginning. And what he says? He is the father of all liars. So God was trying to tell him, there is a devil at the door. He wants to destroy you. Let's read this part.
You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
So he's saying, the father of the lie or the destroyer at the door. If you don't repent, then the devil will get hold of you. Go back to the seventh verse. And he says, what you're supposed to do, he said, you rule over it. What does it mean? You rule over the devil. Let not devil rule over you. That's what he said. Please read that verse.
If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
And thou shalt rule over him. Whom? The devil. He has a desire to destroy you. You should know that. And if you allow devil to rule over you, he will destroy you because he is a killer. He's a destroyer. So God warned the Cain. Say, listen to your dad. Listen what Abel did. You do the same. If you don't, then you're going to be destroyed. The God gave the chance to the mankind. What I'm trying to say, God gives first seed to the sower. He gave lamp and everything. He said, okay, this is the rule. If you want your sins to be forgiven, give the blood sacrifice. And that was from the beginning. And they wanted to change it. Now you see, Cain ran away from God. He doesn't want any God. Abel is dead. Eve and Adam, they're angry. And no prayer. Nobody's praying to God. Adam and Eve might be saying, what is good about giving sacrifices? My older son is ran away. My younger son is dead. Where is God? I don't want God. I don't want any part of God. And so they were not worshiping at all. The worship stopped. Once you don't worship God, once you don't pray to God, all the blessings stopped. You remember when the man committed sin, the word of God says, now the curse came to the land. The Cain committed sin, the land, more curse came to the land. So what the word of God is saying, if you pray and worship me, something good will happen to you. Go to the Genesis chapter 4 in the last verses, 26.
And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
When the Seth was born, Eve and Adam start, oh, thank God, at least I got another son. And then he got another son, Enos. Until that, nobody's praying, even though they got a Seth, they should be saying, thanking God and start praying in the house. No prayer, no worship, no thanking God. Then they got a grandson. And the grandson came, then they began to call upon the name of the Lord. That means they start sacrifice. It doesn't say here. That means he might have start real sacrifice again to please God. How do you know that? Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 6. And start reading from chapter 6, verse 21 and 22.
And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he.
Now here the word of God is saying, God told Noah, get all the food for you and for what? For all the animals with you. So what God was doing? Even the now he has to go for journey. How many days? God did not tell exactly what time the flood is going to end. He provided food for him and the animals. For your physical need as well as your spiritual need. He always thinks about you. So he said, even though all the animals were going to die, but he said, now I'm going to tell you, get the food for you and for the animals. And when the Noah was safe coming out of the ark, let's read the Genesis chapter 8, verse 20.
And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Now, did God tell Noah, when you take the seven clean animals and clean birds, why are you taking seven? Did God tell him anything? No. But when he came out of the ark, he came to know. Unclean were 2 by 2, and clean were 7 by 7. So why God told me to do this? Let me give sacrifice to God. So he built the altar and gave this clean animal to God. What that teaches you? When God does something for you, are you thankful to God? That's what he's trying to say. All the animals died in the flood. God did not allow anyone die in the ark. They were protected. They had the food. They had everything. When they came out, all the animals should be go loose. But he took the clean animals and did the sacrifice to God. Noah was grateful to God. Adam taught his sons. Then he found out they lost their blessing. Then Shade's son came. They start praying again. And then again you see the gap. We see one person, Enoch, actually the word of God says he walked with God and he was no more because God took him. And then his son, we say, Methuselah, he was the one longest lived on earth. But then we see the at that particular time when the Enoch was taken up, why God took him? Enoch, the word of God says he was the prophet. He was the preacher. He was predicting things because he predicted Jesus Christ is coming with the 10,000, thousands of angels coming back to earth. So the people didn't like his preaching. They might be killing him or destroying him. So God took him at that particular time. So here we see after that somebody said, oh, we don't have to preach anything. They were killing us. God took Enoch. Enoch went. Everybody stopped worshiping God. And when you see the Noah story, reading from the chapter 6, the violence was there. Nobody was worshiping God. God found one man, Noah and his family, protected him. And as soon as he came out of the ark, he built the altar and started praising God and glorifying God. But after that, you see chapter 11, people rebel against God and they say, let's make a tower. That tower will reach to heaven and then we'll go to, you know, we can find God or we can even kill God if they want to. Because that's what they're thinking. Let's go up and see where the God is. In the same way now, when astronaut went to moon, Russian, he starts saying, where is God? I thought we are here. And one American astronaut said, I feel too close to God from here. And he came back and became a moon missionary. And other man says, I don't see God. So what I'm trying to say, Noah and his children, they start thanking God, but the other people are thinking, we don't want Noah's religion. We don't want Noah's teaching. We want to make our own tower just like Cain did and want to reach God and find something there. But God knows better than you. He changed the language. He changed the plan. And then God chose one man called Abraham. When Abraham was called, he was not a rich man at that particular time. God called him, said, Abraham, you come out from your people. Come out of this people. What did he do? He took his parents as well as his uncle's children and following. God did not talk to him at all until his father dies. And then God called him. I'm not telling you everything, but let's go to the Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him.
Okay, when God spoke to Abraham and said, listen, I am going to give blessings and all the inheritance to your seed, not your uncle's children or Lot, or even anybody, your own seed. So he said, you better follow me. And when he built the altar and God spoke to him. So what he was trying to say, if you want God's blessing, then do what God wants. If he didn't do any sacrifice and he keep on running here and there and looking for a land, didn't get a blessing. As soon as he built the altar and gave sacrifice to God, God blessed him. Okay, let's read the verse 17, same chapter.
And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife.
Now see here, the Abraham is blessed, but the Pharaoh and his old people got cursed. Not plague, but plagues. Disease after disease and problems after problem came. Now somebody say, why it came? Because of that little bit Abraham's mistake too. Abraham said, this is my sister. So he took his sister and gave him lots of money. If he would have said, it's my wife, he would not be taking it. Why? Because he did sacrifice to God and he was close to God. So God did not allow Pharaoh or anyone to touch his wife, but they were sick. And the word of God says, Abraham prayed for those people. In short, what I'm trying to say, God was with Abraham because he sacrificed to God. And the following words, if you read, they said, Abraham was very rich. Where he got his richness? He got it because he gave it to the Lord. Running out of time. We're going to come next week and finish this. But point I'm making here, think about Adam obeyed God and due sacrifice. Abel obeyed God and due sacrifice. Noah obeyed God and due sacrifice. Abraham obeyed God and did sacrifice. What happened to them? They got blessing. They got blessing. When we read about Abraham, it said Abraham was the richest man in that period of time. How did he get his richness? Because he gave it to God. And that's what point I'm making here. And next week we are going to elaborate a little bit more. If you need a blessings, a physical or spiritual blessings, the word of God says you have to give it to God to get the blessing. The word of God says, God saying to Abraham, I am your shield and I am your protection. Because he was afraid that Pharaoh might kill him now. But when God says, you did the sacrifice, I am going to bless you. And when the word of God says, what happened to Abraham? Lot says, I want to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. So he said, okay, go wherever you want. He got the finest land and he went. As soon as the Lord left, Abraham supposed to say, now I don't have anything. All the good land is given. Now what I will get? But God says, now I will bless you. And God says, look at the stars and look at everything, and I'm going to give you everything what you need. God wants you and me to be blessed. But we cannot be blessed until we hear the God's voice and we hear the God's commandment and we obey them. And that's the way blessing comes. Many people do not understand when you give it to God, what happens? Abraham gave it to God and the God says, now I'm going to be your shield and your protection. Go to the Malachi chapter 3. I'll prove it to you. We don't have time to read the whole thing, but just read the words. We should have read from 8 to 11, but just read 10 and 11.
Bringing all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Now here the word of God is saying, you give it to God and then see what God can do. He said, I will open the windows of heaven. Do you know, when the Noah's time, God opened the windows of heaven and poured the rain, just the window, and how much rain was it? So he says, he opens the window and pour the rain on the Noah's time. Now this time, when he will open the heavenly windows and he poured on the blessing. That blessing was so much, you will not have room to store it. So when you don't have room to store it, what do? Give it away. And then 11th verse, please read.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Just like he said to Abraham, now I'm your shield, and now I'm going to protect you. Why? Because he gave his tithe to Melchizedek. So here he's saying, now the same way, if you start giving your tithes and offerings, then I will take care of you. And the destroyer who comes to destroy your fruits and your blessings, I will fight back to him. That means you don't need security guards. You don't need the security system. I will protect you. I heard the story. There was a row house. Fire started from that end, came to this end, and then there was a one house. Skip this house and start burning other houses. And one middle of the row house was safe. And everybody starts scratching their head. Why this happened? Why cannot burn right one end to another end? They came and one old lady said, what is the secret? She said, I belong to God. I give my tithes and offerings and love the Lord. So why should God destroy me with the heathen? That's what God does when you give it to God. God protects his people. And he says, I will fight your devourers. God will bless more and more to the children of God. But we have chosen the right path of God and start giving. So God supplies our need as you plant the seed. He said, I have given you seed. You just plant it and what? You get the harvest. Genesis 26 verse 1. And Genesis 26, verse 12. Just read verse 1 and just jump to the 12.
And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar.
Now here is the famine in the land. Verse 12.
Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
How did he get it? He learned from his father and he sowed in the famine and he got hundredfold in return in the same year. When you give it to God, you do not lose anything, but you gain. Whatever the seed you have, if you eat the seed, you will not have any harvest. When you sow the seed, you will have harvest. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to understand. You have given everything to mankind. From Genesis, we read that you gave everything to Adam. All the blessings came from you. Abraham, the Noah, or Adam, Isaac, or Jacob. All the blessings came from you because they gave their tithes and their offerings to you. What God has given to us, he is not asking hundredfold back. He says, make me partner and give me only 10% and you keep it 90% and you will have a great harvest. And I will fight for your devourer. Lord, we thank you what you have done and what you're going to do. Bless your people and let them know if we give our tithes and offerings, we are not the loser, but we are blessed people. You're going to supply all our needs because your word says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.